USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four people have been arrested in Denver on drug and weapons charges at a hotel near Coors Field, where the MLB All-Star Game will be held this week. Three men and a woman were arrested at the Maven Hotel after police received a tip about suspicious activities in the two rooms. The FBI says it has no reason to believe that the group posed any threat to the nearby All-Star Game. And dozens of wildfires continue to burn in the western U.S. as the region deals with another heat wave. Excessive heat warnings have been issued in six states, with millions baking under record-high temperatures. Las Vegas tied its record high on Saturday at 117 degrees. The Beckwith Complex fire in eastern California is now the largest in the state, having burnt more than 86,000 acres. The U.S. Forest Service says it's only around 8% contained and threatening to cross into Nevada. The bootleg fire in southern Oregon doubled in size over the weekend to over 144,000 acres with 0% containment as of Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Some COVID restrictions in the UK could be close to being rescinded. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Novak Djokovic is the champion of Wimbledon for the sixth time in his career. He defeated Matteo Berrettini in four sets in Sunday's final to claim his 20th Grand Slam title. That ties Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for the most ever. It's also his third consecutive title at Wimbledon and his third major championship of the year, having also claimed the Australian and French Opens. He can complete a calendar year Grand Slam in September with a U.S. Open win. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. He's also beaten another billionaire into space by several days. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos will fly on a Blue Horizon rocket later this month, as his company also works to develop a space tourism business. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards building a space tourism industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers. So I anticipate that this company is going to go forward within the year to fly passengers. We've got Jeff Bezos competing for the same business. And then the orbital tourism market will open up, where SpaceX, who already has a space capsule, Boeing will soon have one. They'll be flying tourists on their orbital craft to hotels in space, as well as the International Space Station. So it's really exciting to see this door open.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.